Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance with the Weekly Commissioners Podcast. First things first, if you're listening to this on WTTR Radio this morning, I hope you realize that today is Valentine's Day. If you don't, you better run out real quick and make sure you get something for the one you love. Either that or just, I don't know, throw something together at home there. But to everyone, I hope that the Valentine's Day ceremonies will be a good one and it gives you a chance to reflect, especially throughout this pandemic, on just what is important. And that is the ones you love, and make sure that you reach out to them. So happy Valentine's Day to everybody across Carroll County. Let's talk really quick about the winter weather and what we've been experiencing lately. Not only a couple snow events here and there, but certainly the cold temperatures. If you paid attention to me last week in open session, I said something about the groundhog who told us that 6 more weeks of winter were coming. And, you know, maybe that groundhog was correct, but at this point, we are seeing quite a bit of events. So just make sure that you stay safe. If you don't have to go out during one of these events, please don't. That allows our fabulous Department of Public Works crews to get to the roads and clear them in the best and safest manner possible. And the quicker they can do that, the quicker you'll be able to get back on the road. And our folks in DPW have been doing a wonderful job in these storms, from the salting to the plowing to making sure that folks can get where they need to get. A huge shout out to them and all that they've been accomplishing. So probably a couple more of these storms to come. So make sure you've got the right supplies. Take a minute or two as you hear the forecast, which, by the way, forecasters seem to be able to get this almost spot on here lately. So that's a good thing. So you typically have plenty of warning. Make sure you get the supplies you need. And we'll get through this winter, and hopefully it won't be 6 weeks. I hope that groundhog was not necessarily correct entirely. But again, make sure that you stay safe and reach out to those folks to make sure that they are also safe. There's more of the Valentine's Day theme. Look out for the ones you love. February is Black History Month, and if you're not aware, Carroll County has a ton of places, a ton of material, a lot of history surrounding Carroll County when it comes to Carroll County's African-American community and all the things associated with that. I encourage you, if you can't get them on their channel, you can get on the computer. The Community Media Center is celebrating the rich heritage and achievements of Carroll County's African-American community. Their cable channel is 1086 and on channel 19 throughout the month of February. They are paying tribute to our heritage when it comes to Carroll County. And, you know, I touch on it, there is a ton of history here. From Carroll's African-American soldiers and sailors in the Civil War, you know, Carroll County contributed a large number of its free and enslaved African-American men to fight for the Union during the Civil War. There's a ton of stories about that. We've got a lot of small churches in our communities that have a ton of history there. We've got the Ellsworth Cemetery. And for those that don't know where that is, that's a small Civil War era African-American cemetery that was created in the 1800s by 6 soldiers who came home and had nowhere to be laid to rest. That's up behind the Wawa. That's just touching on a few things. Robert Moton School, where our Parks and Rec and the Department of Elections is right now. We continue to try to work with the Friends of Robert Moton to come up with a place where they can call home and do some more museum-type activity. So we've been working with them. We'll get there at some point. It's just not easy finding surplus property around. But my point is this. Just take a moment, pause, take a chance to look at all of the history that surrounds and is here in Carroll County when it comes to Black History Month. So to all those that have ancestors or family members, we certainly thank you, and we look forward to looking at this history and just paying a little bit more attention about where we've been and where we're going here. So thank you to all the folks that are involved there. On another note, we've been seeing a lot of activity as it comes to vaccinations. We've also been seeing a lot of frustration when it comes to our vaccination process. And, you know, I need to tell everybody that we're doing the best that we can here in Carroll to make sure that folks are getting vaccinated. You know, it's interesting to me. I hear a lot. Folks will say, well, we saw the county executive of Baltimore County on TV, or we saw the county executive of Howard County on TV. So we can't force these TV stations to come to Carroll County. Early into this pandemic, I had a few press conferences, news events. They came, but they're not just going to routinely spend time here in Carroll. We just don't get that kind of activity. And, you know, we can beat our fist on the desk and do all that we can, but they're just not going to come here. Everybody needs to know that we're doing the best, if not better, than those jurisdictions of making sure that we have the right process here. But there certainly is a lot of frustration, and there's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to that. One of the biggest problems is the fact that we in Carroll, including our health department, et cetera, we ask typically for about 3,000 vaccines a week, which is what we need to get to those people that we need to. And there are some weeks that we might get 1,000. One week we got 800. So you see, the supply is very little and the demand is a lot. So we're doing the best we can to ensure that everybody gets it in the order in which they need to get it. We went through our healthcare workers, our first responders first. That was 1A in the phases, and then 1B. We're trying to get to those folks now. And it doesn't help that we're seeing mass vaccination sites open up across the state of Maryland, or that the Walmarts of the world or some of our pharmacies are getting them, because that takes away from our supply here in Carroll. So we're doing the best we can. Continue to reach out to the health department, get on their website, call them. They will get back to you. I know that folks are, again, frustrated. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. And trust me when I tell you, there are a lot of folks working behind the scenes to get us to where we need to be. So as we start seeing that supply uptick, we'll be in good shape here. But again, we're asking and we don't receive. So all of us are working hard to try to combat that. And we'll get to that as soon as we can. Annapolis is interesting. As you know, the sessions going on down there, and there are a ton of troubling bills that are occurring. And I love it when folks reach out to us and complain either about taxes or what have you. You know, the tax rate here in Carroll hasn't risen in years, but yet we get blamed for the things that are going on in Annapolis. You might want to reach out to those that you elect to represent us in Annapolis. We've got delegates, and we've got a senator here. Let them know how you feel. Let them know what the challenges are for folks here. Because again, in my role at the Maryland Association of Counties, and I do serve on the legislative committee down there, there are a ton of very negative bills that will be challenging for us. So get to the right folks so that they hear your message loud and clear. All of our legislators, we've got many of them that represent Carroll, have websites. They also are on social media a lot. Let them know, because that's where it's happening down there. And again, if they don't know, they can't act on it. So we work very closely with them, and we're doing the best that we can there as well. I could go on and on. I wanted to cover Comcast real quick, and then I'm going to sign off. We've been hearing a lot about an uptick in fees that they're charging. Just want to tell you a couple things here. Comcast has not charged anyone for any overages at this point. Changes to be made were announced in November of last year, and they were supposed to start on January 1st of this year, but they have not yet. And they say they're putting off any additional charges until August the 1st of 2021. So we're also working very closely on that. We're looking at that, and we're going to try to make sure that Comcast doesn't challenge our folks with price increases that are not warranted. So we're working on that as well. And we're working on trying to get internet to our rural areas. We continue to go after grants, and we're doing the best that we can there. So with all that being said, I want to wish everyone again a wonderful Valentine's Day, wonderful Valentine's Week. Everyone stay safe in the weather that we are experiencing, and look after one another, and we'll get through this. There is a light at the end of that tunnel, and it gets brighter every day. This has been Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance with your weekly Commissioner Podcast. Stay safe, everyone. Thanks very much.